This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia, brokered by Epic Realty. And my guest today is Mary Ann Azambuja. She is a senior account manager at Choice Home Warranty. Welcome to the show, Mary Ann.
Thanks so much, Blake. I'm very happy to be here.
Tell me, what is a home warranty and why would someone want one?
A lot of people actually may confuse a home warranty with homeowner's insurance. They are different. They both offer peace of mind, obviously, to the homeowner, and they can save a homeowner lots of money when something happens to the home. But a home warranty is going to cover the mechanical systems and appliances that fail because they get old due to normal wear and tear and age. Homeowner's insurance is going to cover more of acts of God or theft, fire, things like that. So when somebody has a home warranty plan and something breaks in their home, let's say their air conditioning goes out, then the homeowner simply calls the home warranty company, places a claim, they request service, we send out a contractor, they just pay a small service call fee, and the warranty company fixes the system, or if it can't be fixed, we actually replace it for them. So you can imagine the value that it brings to a homeowner, especially if there are older systems and appliances in the home.
Absolutely. I was just thinking in terms of a car warranty. We have 50,000 mile warranty or 3 years, whatever it may be. It is similar in that sense, I guess, isn't it? That you would, except we're not taking the home to you.
Exactly. We are coming out to the home to diagnose the failure, and then we move forward accordingly based on what our contractor tells us needs to be done. And we're different than sometimes a car warranty or a different type of warranty because we will cover a broader spectrum of issues. So we cover, as long as it fails due to normal wear and tear, that's the main criteria. But we don't care how old that system or appliance is. So it's not like we're just going to cover it up to 15 years old
or
30 years old. I mean, we have warranties, you know, where the homeowner calls me and says, oh my gosh, my HVAC is 35 years old. I can't believe it's still working. Will you cover it when it fails? And my answer is absolutely. Age does not matter to us at Choice Home Warranty. As long as the system is working when they apply for the coverage and purchase the warranty, then we will cover it if and when it does fail.
Wow. Yeah. That's quite different than a car warranty.
Yes. We don't care about mileage. We don't care about age. As long as it's working when they sign up.
So it doesn't have to be a new home.
No. The perfect candidate for the coverage is an older home.
Okay.
Where somebody may be purchasing it. They have a home inspection. The home inspector says everything's working. However, it's at the end of its life expectancy. We see that on lots of home inspections because the home inspector, that's their job. They have to identify things that may potentially be a problem down the road. So that's the time the homeowner wants to get our coverage because we guarantee coverage from day one when they buy that home. Now, that being said, the home does not have to be going through a real estate transaction to get the coverage.
Okay.
Any homeowner, regardless of how long they've lived there, can apply for our coverage. It's very important, though, that they do that with me because I'm like their home warranty concierge, for lack of a better term. You know, I'm the neck to choke if they have a problem, right?
Gotcha.
I want to make sure that we're servicing their account the best way possible for the life of their policy. However long they stay with us, they can renew every year, but I'm their point of contact. So as long as they go ahead and give me a call, sign up with me, then I'm servicing their account for the life of their policy.
Wow. How long have you been doing this, Mary Ann?
A very long time, 22 years.
I think that's very impressive.
Well, thank
you. Because when you say that they can call you and they can count on you. Well, you've been at it for a while.
So. Yep. Definitely got several years under my belt. And I think that's so important because a home is most likely the greatest investment that somebody's going to make in their lifetime, right? And along with home ownership comes some unexpected or unanticipated costs, and nobody likes surprises. So it really helps someone budget for those unexpected things that pop up. They have that peace of mind, whether they're purchasing a new home or they're just living in their home and, you know, plan to stay there for a while. It helps them mitigate their risk and their cost.
That's awesome. How would someone go through the process if they had a failure of a system?
We make it so easy for them to place a claim. They can do it online, which we hope that they will because it's just so quick and easy. Or they can call in if they would rather talk to a human being.
Okay.
Either way, they would just call us when they notice something is not working properly. This time of year, we're getting tons of HVAC claims, obviously, but they can call us first. We place the work order for them. It goes out to all of our contractors in their area. And so this contractor who is available to service and who wants the work order accepts it.
Okay.
And that immediately gets relayed to the homeowner. They get the name of the contractor, their contact information, and the day of their appointment. So it's very, very simple. I do most of mine online. Not only do I work for Choice Home Warranty, but I'm also a policy holder, of course. And we have definitely gotten our money's worth out of our coverage. But I prefer to place my claims online. And then the email communication from start to finishing of the claim, when the item is repaired or replaced, it's very important because we keep the homeowner informed the whole way of what's going on.
Okay.
And once it gets approved, submitted, you know, it's completed. And then we do follow-up surveys based on the quality of work that our contractor does. That allows us to stay in the loop and informed which contractors are performing well, and we can identify any problems before they escalate.
Yeah, I guess so. When you're dealing with a lot of contractors, as you just said, you want to make sure that your best ones stay with the program and call the not so good ones.
And I'm very hands-on. I think that that's probably how we're different. Especially, you know, I can speak for myself as the senior account manager for this territory. A lot of warranty companies don't have local representation.
Mm.
So they don't have their finger on the pulse of what's necessarily going on with their contractor's performance. I am hands-on with my contractors. I know who they are. I know when I can ask for a favor. If somebody's air goes out on 4th of July, I know who I can call, who I can say, hey, Jack, it's Marianne. I need a favor. You know, and it's great to have those relationships that, you know, the homeowner may not necessarily see, but they're going to appreciate it when I'm able to get that done for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is a typical wait period or time that I should expect for a contractor to be scheduled?
So the most recent statistic for us, because we obviously are running numbers daily, 60% of our claims are serviced within 24 hours. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Most complaints that I hear about home warranty companies is that they wait days or weeks before they get service.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely are the opposite. We don't let that happen. If we can't get somebody out within 24 to 48 hours, we may go ahead and offer the homeowner the opportunity to hire their own and get reimbursed. Some people love that option because they might know their favorite contractor that they really want to use.
Yeah.
So we're really flexible. We're not going to let it go on for weeks or months. We're going to nip that in the bud and see what we can do because they do have options.
That's good to know. That really is. I happen to be a landlord as well.
Okay.
I do understand that it takes time to get a contractor, even when you're using them regularly. It's sometimes, I mean, they're backed up.
Absolutely.
I'm sure heat and air guys in the middle of the summer are very busy, and it's hard to get them out there on the 4th of July, as you mentioned.
Well, I have one I'm working on right now. The homeowner called me directly. She wasn't sure her policy number. She didn't know how to place a claim. So this is where I come in really handy. Mm-hmm. You know, she called me. Her realtor said, call Marianne. She'll help you. I placed the claim for her. She got an email letting her know that the claim was underway. And she texted me this morning and said they're coming out today. She has a tenant in the home. So it's very important that we get it addressed in a timely fashion.
Yeah. When you say all systems, can you kind of just again run down some of the, I guess, more more common and maybe some uncommon
Absolutely.
Issues that come up?
Yes. So that's a great question. And all warranty companies are different in how much they will cover per system and what systems are included in each plan.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. Our ultimate plan, that's the best plan that we have. It's going to cover heating and air conditioning, ductwork, water heaters, plumbing, which plumbing's broad, but it would include faucets, shower heads, drain lines, plumbing stoppages, garbage disposal. It's also going to cover electrical wiring, the outlets, things like that. Ceiling fans fall under the electrical category.
Nice.
And then it's also going to add coverage for things like the garage door opener, all of the kitchen appliances, the fridge, dishwasher, oven, range, microwave. Oh, and the ultimate plan covers the clothes washer and clothes dryer.
Oh, nice.
And it gives a little bit of roof leak coverage. We like to emphasize that it's limited roof leak coverage because it only covers up to $1,000 per year. So it's just going to replace a few shingles, you know, patch a leak, fix a leak, mm-hmm. things like that. It's not going to be like homeowner's insurance. It's not going to cover if a tree falls on the roof and it has to be replaced. It's just the normal wear and tear failures that occur over time with the roof.
I see.
But otherwise, it's all the mechanical systems. Now, it's not going to cover, I had this come up this morning. It was a question from a realtor who texted me and said, my client's light fixture fell out of the ceiling. Well, light fixtures aren't covered. Now, the electrical wiring would be if it wasn't getting power, but the fixture itself isn't covered. And that would not really be a normal wear and tear situation.
Yeah, if it falls out of the ceiling.
It's very strange. That's the first time in 22 years I've had that proposed question, but it was fresh on my mind. I was like, well, that's outside of the scope. So not everything that can go wrong in a home is covered. It's not going to cover anything structural or cosmetic. So if somebody dropped a tea kettle on their cooktop and shattered it, that's not normal wear and tear, right? So there are some exclusions, some nuances that wouldn't be covered, but that's also why I really encourage all my clients to call me if they have a question before they even place a claim, you know, because it wouldn't be worth their time to place it if I can just tell them right away that that's not something we cover.
Let me just ask this about garage doors,
mm-hmm.
because I have had a garage door the spring.
Yep.
It fails or, a cable gets off or something yep. like that. Is that covered?
Yes. In the ultimate plan, it covers hinges and springs. The other two lower plans, that's why I really only suggest the ultimate, because you're going to get so much more coverage for just marginally more cost. But like the other two plans only cover the garage door opener motor. They don't cover like anything else with the cables and stuff. So gotcha. The ultimate's the way to go every time.
Yeah, it sounds like it is. So you have these multiple tiers. Is that mm-hmm. just so that you can have some pricing points to yes. offer people?
Exactly. You know, I use the analogy of pizza. You know, you get like a basic cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza, and then a supreme pizza. Well, the ultimate plan is the supreme pizza. It's
gotcha.
Got all the toppings, all the stuff that you would want, right? The other two are good. I don't think I've ever met a pizza I didn't like, but they're just not as good as the ultimate plan.
You told us we don't have to be in a real estate transaction to have a home warranty, that we can just call you today and order one. But if we are in a real estate transaction, what are some benefits to a seller? The buyer is going to have a new warranty, but to a seller, you have some opportunities for them too.
Exactly. So talking about sellers, in the market that we're in now and what we've really been in the last few years, it's such a seller's market. Sellers want and expect top dollar for their home.
Mm-hmm.
They want to attract as many offers as possible, and they don't necessarily want to offer a lot of concessions. They're not really wanting to make repairs, but they still want top dollar for that house. Well, offering a home warranty so the seller can tell a buyer, I am going to furnish the buyer with a 1-year, 2-year, 3-year, 5-year plan. That's going to make that home more attractive to the buyer. And therefore, the buyer is going to not request as many other concessions, right? If that seller is willing to give a buyer a 5-year home warranty, that's an amazing situation for a buyer, right?
Yeah, right.
And that allows, you know, the realtor to negotiate a higher sales price. And not everybody has brand new appliances in their home when they're selling. If I was to sell tomorrow, I would definitely be offering a multi-year home warranty because our stuff is probably reaching the end of its life. And yeah. As a seller, I wouldn't necessarily want to replace my air just because it's old. It's working fine, right?
Right.
But we want to make sure that buyer knows that they're protected when they purchase our property.
Yeah, and they can feel comfortable knowing I've got a warranty. So yeah, I know that HVAC may have some years on it, but look at this. It's under warranty for at least whatever, a year, exactly. 2 years, 5 years.
And the home buyer is probably going to have that home inspection that tells them that those things are at the end of life or approaching the end of their life expectancy. So the seller doesn't need to replace those things just because they're old. That's the perfect opportunity for the seller to say, we're willing to give them a warranty for however long.
What are some costs that might be avoided by having a home warranty? I guess I'm thinking if I were to replace an HVAC, I guess that's the big thing. But what about, you know, my stove or my refrigerator or something like that?
If anybody out there has shopped for an appliance lately, everything has gone up exponentially in the last, you know, few months, maybe even few years. We used to be able to provide someone a stove for $500. Now they're closer to $1,000.
Yeah.
And that's true with all appliances. And so we cover those things. We cover repair or replacement. If we can't get a part, because they are not making them where they are easy to repair.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Parts are not readily available, especially if you have an older model. So we have to go forward with replacement of the entire unit if we cannot get a part. So that's a great benefit for a homeowner. They're getting a brand new appliance, most likely when it fails. The other thing, obviously, you mentioned HVAC, heating and air conditioning. That is the big ticket item. That's why most people want a home warranty, because it could be thousands of dollars to repair or replace. And the contractors also are marking up the equipment, right? So we at the warranty company purchase the equipment at wholesale pricing. So if a homeowner just goes and hires a contractor to put in a brand new unit, they could mark it up. You know, it could be $10,000 once it's all said and done. We buy the equipment at wholesale, and then, of course, we pay our contractors the labor to install it. So we're saving them a lot of money that they wouldn't be able to save otherwise without a warranty.
What I'm understanding is part of the way that Choice Home Warranty is able to offer this is because you have this evidently national purchasing power.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not purchasing just one or two units a day. We're purchasing hundreds a day across the country. And we are in all states. We're even in Alaska and Hawaii.
How about that?
Yeah. So we do have some great partnerships with manufacturers. And that's true for everything that we repair or replace.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily going out to the appliance store and say, hey, what have you got?
No. And, you know, our contractors in our network, that's how we're able to control our pricing and be able to offer an affordable plan to a homeowner and still pay claims, is because we don't pay retail rates.
Okay.
We have our contractors in place. We know what they charge to switch out a unit. We know what they charge to switch out a water heater. And then we work straight with the manufacturer to purchase the equipment at cost.
Very good. If someone is thinking about a home warranty, what are some things they need to consider?
Make sure there's a local rep who is responsive. That would probably be my number one suggestion, because I've seen how important my services have been to my clients and how they appreciate that relationship, whether it's between me and the real estate agent or me and the actual homeowner policyholder. In some companies, a lot of warranty companies, they don't. They're just a call center. You know, they're just selling a policy online. There's not a face. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is look for a low service call fee. The service call fee is what they pay when we send a contractor out. They can range anywhere from $75 to $150 a call. Ours is on the lower end, which we're really happy about. We've tried to keep that as low as possible because it adds up if that homeowner has 3, 4, or 5 claims a year, right? $75
right.
Each time. So that's very important. And then also, I would highly recommend making sure that you've had your seasonal maintenance done on your HVAC unit. So if you're thinking, okay, well, that sounds great, Marianne. I'm an existing homeowner. I've lived here for 10 years. I really want a home warranty plan. What should I do first? I would first ask them, have you had your unit cleaned and serviced? Because that's the number one most expensive claim, that most of the reason why the homeowner is reaching out to me wanting the warranty. So I will ask that question because we want to make sure that it is working at the start of coverage.
Okay.
So as long as they do that, they pay an HVAC guy to come out, give it a clean bill of health. We don't need to see it, but that's just so we know if in case it goes out tomorrow, we have that, you know, clean bill of health that the homeowner can give to us if needed.
Okay.
It's not typically necessary, but it has happened before where they buy it one day and then surprise, the unit does go out right away. And we just want to make sure that they have had it checked.
Sure. One of the aspects of Choice Home Warranty is that you have award-winning coverage.
Yes.
Who gives awards for home warranties?
So
how does that work?
U.S. News and World Report actually has placed us first. The last 3 years consecutively, we've been the number one top home warranty company in terms of service. And I'm assuming that's evaluated by, you know, the consumers.
Okay.
That's something that the consumers vote for or nominate. And we also, because of our follow-up surveys, we're able to mitigate any potential problems before they escalate. So that really does help. If we have a contractor who's not responding in a timely fashion or misses an appointment, like, we know about it so we can head that off before it gets to be a bigger problem. And I think that really does help drive the confidence with the homeowner that, yes, we take your feedback seriously.
When you are at a gathering, a party, or something like that, and someone finds out you do home warranties and they don't have one, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that, number one, if you decide that you want a warranty, make sure you go with me so that I can be there available to you for the life of your policy to help with claims. And I also let them know that they can pay for the year in full or they can do monthly. Many homeowners and even new home buyers who are maybe considering purchasing the warranty for themselves, they may not have the $600, you know, $660 out of pocket, but they want the best coverage. So having that monthly payment option, $55 a month is pretty affordable for most people.
Okay.
It makes it just easier for them, you know, on their budget and everything. And that's what I do on my personal home. We've had it monthly and it just continues from 1 year to the next.
$55 a month.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's a great deal.
Great peace of mind.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would say that the fine print is very critical. We're getting hit with advertisements on social media, online, you know, spam calls. And if they're contacting you that way, they may not be the best coverage for you because they don't really disclose the fine print. I have my documents that have every system broken down, you know, what's covered, what's not covered, all the limits of liability. And I give that to a homeowner before they sign up for the coverage so they can look through it and have the opportunity to ask questions. If somebody's selling a warranty through social media, they're probably not giving all the fine print up front.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because your brochure is, it's not just two or three sheets.
No.
You have a lot of detail. There's plenty of information here so that I can know what's covered, what's not covered. Obviously, you can point out the highlights to me, but if I want to read every word of it, I can and understand.
We are full disclosure over here. Like, I want them to know what they're getting before they even sign up. Like, if somebody reached out to me and said, well, Mary Ann, what's covered under the pool option? Well, it's all the above ground components of the pool system, the motor, the pump, the filter, a salt cell, if it's salt water. It's not going to cover anything underground. It's not going to cover the lining of the pool, tile, pool covers, all of that. But see, it's in the brochure. It's at their fingertips. So I'm glad to tell them, but I want them to also see that as well.
Well, Mary Ann, this has been great. Is there anything that we have missed?
I can sell policies in any state, in any zip code. Wherever you are located, I would just recommend you reach out to me, whether it's an owner-occupied property or you have several investment properties, we cover them all. Short-term rentals, long-term rentals. The only thing we don't cover is commercial properties. It does have to be residential. And we are regulated by the Department of Insurance and Commerce in every state where we do business. So that's important too, because we're an accredited licensed warranty company. And some of those ones, the social media warranty companies, they're probably not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we have to file with the state whenever we change anything on our policy. We also have to put, you know, financial reserves aside to pay claims. Even if we were had to go out of business tomorrow, we have those financial reserves, just like a homeowner's insurance company.
Okay.
They have the same regulations. So we have to have that financial reserve or we can't do business in that state.
That's good information to know. Thank you. So you can do it any zip code, any state.
Yep.
Contact you to get a choice home warranty.
Yes, please. My cell phone number is area code 865-248-9921. Again, 865-248-9921. Or email is also great. It's Mary Ann, all lowercase, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at chwpro.com.
And I'll have that in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Marianne, it's been great having you today. Thank you for sharing all this great information about home warranties.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
I'm Blake Watson, agent with Epic Realty. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-893-3537. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson, and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. And if you're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or any of the other podcast apps, well, please share this podcast with a friend and follow this podcast so you won't miss an episode. I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.